Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a ragga cut swing session in Ableton Live 12 that feels like it came straight off a pirate radio tape. We're talking chopped vocal energy, lopsided swing, quick response bass freezing, and just enough space for the whole thing to function like a real DJ tool inside a drum and bass set. This is an advanced move, so the goal is not just to make a vocal loop sound cool. The goal is to make a section that performs. Something you can drop before a main part, use as a bridge, or loop live when you want the room to tilt a little before the impact lands. Start by thinking like a selector, not like an arranger. Open a new set at your target tempo, somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. If you want a solid center point, 172 is a great place to live. Keep this in session view while you build, because this technique benefits from quick looping, fast mute decisions, and lots of small reactions. We're making a system first, not a polished song fragment. Set up four main lanes: vocal cuts, breaks or drums, bass, and effects or transitions. It also helps to leave an empty audio track at the top for reference or resampling. That makes it easier to print the good accidents later, which we absolutely want to do. On the return tracks, keep things dark and controlled. Put echo on one return and reverb on another. For the echo, turn on the filter and keep the top end tucked in, roughly somewhere around 5 to 8kHz. Use short feedback times so the delays feel like quick throws instead of huge washes. That's the vibe here: immediate reaction, not endless ambience. Now let's deal with the vocal. You want something with attitude, a ragga phrase, an MC shout, a sharp call out, anything with clear consonants and rhythmic intent. If the source is long, trim it hard. Short one bar, half bar, or even two beat chunks are going to work better than a full phrase floating endlessly. If you want fast control, load the vocal into simpler and slice mode. Slice by transient if the sample is clean, or by 1/16 if you need a more deliberate chopped grid. Turn warp on, and use fade if you're getting clicks. A small low cut on the sample can help if the source is muddy. The point is to make the vocal playable, almost like a percussion instrument with attitude. For a more advanced setup, build an audio effect rack on the vocal track. Make a few chains: dry, delay throw, filtered throw, and distorted shout. Then map the chain selector to a macro so you can move between clean, echoing, and degraded versions with one gesture. That's a powerful performance trick. Before those effects, use utility to trim gain down a bit, maybe around 6 to 9 dB, so your headroom stays healthy and the chain doesn't overload everything downstream. Now comes the fun part: programming the cuts like they're answering a sound system. Don't place the chops evenly just to fill space. Place them with hierarchy. Let one hit feel like the statement, and the next feel like the reply. Think in phrase weight. The first chop of a phrase should usually feel heavier than the response, either because it's louder, more saturated, or simply more exposed. A strong starting shape could be this: one cut just before beat 1, another on the end of 2, a late hit on beat 3, and then leave beat 4 open so the bass or drums can speak. That empty space matters. In this style, negative space is part of the groove. If every slot is full, nothing sounds like a special moment. Use clip gain and warp markers to tighten timing without sterilizing the performance. If the vocal feels too locked to the grid, deliberately move a few cuts a little late. That tiny drag gives the session its lilt. It's subtle, but in drum and bass, tiny timing differences can change the whole emotional feel of the loop. You can also duplicate the vocal clip and create variation by muting alternate words or syllables. Try a stutter repeat on the last word of a bar. Another strong move is to automate a filter down on the final chop before a transition. That gives the listener a sense that the system is compressing energy right before the next hit. Next, build the drum pocket around the vocal, not underneath it. Start with a break or a layered drum loop. For an advanced DNB feel, it's usually best to combine a clean kick and snare foundation with a ghosted break layer and a few edited fills. If you're using a classic break, slice it into drum rack, so you can control the ghosts and hits precisely. If the vocal is busy, thin the drums for a beat rather than forcing in more detail. That's one of the biggest upgrades you can make in this style. On the drum bus, a simple chain works well. Use EQA to high pass around 25 to 35 Hz and clear out low rumble. Add a bit of drum bus if you want density, but keep it gentle. If the sub already carries the weight, don't overdo the boom. Follow that with glue compressor for just a little glue, maybe only 1 to 2 dB of reduction. Then add saturator for soft clipping or light analog style drive. You want the drums to feel urgent and rolled in, not crushed. Program a few drum variations instead of a single static loop. Maybe bar 1 is sparse, bar 2 adds ghost notes, Bar 3 brings in a snare pickup fill, and bar 4 opens up with a small break edit or reverse crash. If the vocal is the star, the drums should feel like the machine behind the mic, alive, a little untamed, but always supporting the conversation. Now give the bass a roll. In this kind of section, bass should behave like a response, not a wall. Use a short restab, a sub-pulse, or a simple answering motif that leaves air around the vocal. If you already have a main drop bass, pull a smaller idea from it and simplify it here. A good structure is a sub-layer, maybe from operator or a sampled sign, plus a mid-layer with a detuned reese or filtered growl. Keep both short and controlled. On the bass group, use EQ8 to carve out any harsh midrange that fights the vocal. Keep the bass centered with utility, especially below the fundamental. If you use sidechain compression from the kick, use it lightly. This section should feel agile, not overpumped. Try placing bass notes in gaps around the vocal. A short note on the end of one, a rest on beat two, a stab on beat three, then maybe the longer note into the turnaround. That call and response motion is what makes the section feel like a live conversation instead of a static loop. If you want more character, resample a bass stab through saturator, then chop it into audio one-shots. That gives you a more tape-like response and makes the phrases easier to control. Resampling is one of the best tricks in this lesson. If a sound feels right once, print it. Don't rely on recreating the exact magic later. Now let's get the dub energy in there. This is where the pirate radio illusion really comes alive. Use echo, filter delay, auto filter, reverb, and maybe a subtle frequency shifter if you want a metallic edge. But keep the moves short and intentional. We're riding the desk, not washing the room. Put echo on a return and automate the send on specific vocal chops. A quick throw at the end of a bar can feel huge without cluttering the whole mix. Try echo times around 1/8 or dotted 1/4 for call and response tails. Use auto filter on the vocal bus or a transition bus for quick low pass dips at the end of phrases. Keep the reverb short, maybe 0.6 to 1.4 seconds, and high pass the return so the low end stays clean. A useful arrangement idea is to use the section as an 8-bar bridge after a drop. Let the drums thin out at first. Let the vocal start talking, and have the bass only answer every second bar, then bring the full drum energy back on bar 9. That kind of handoff creates real tension. Now we need swing, but not the fake kind where everything gets shoved around the same amount. In advanced drum and bass, swing is a combination of timing, velocity, and density. Start with groove pool if you want, and a swing value somewhere around 54-58% can be the good zone. But apply it selectively. Put groove on the break layer first. Keep the kick and snare anchor stable. Let the vocal chops move a bit more freely. You can even push some hats slightly early so the groove still feels like it's leaning forward. Velocity is another huge piece. Make the first vocal cut of a phrase a little louder or more saturated. Let the response be softer. Accentuate the snare pickup into a turnaround. These small differences create phrase weight, which is what makes a cut session feel like it has intention instead of just repetition. If the groove feels stiff, zoom in and shift one or two vocal transients by a tiny amount. You're looking for a live lilt, not an obvious shuffle. That little unevenness is a big part of pirate radio character. At this stage, turn the section into something you can actually use in a set. Make a 4-bar version and an 8-bar version. The 4-bar one can act as a compact DJ tool or a pre-drop tease. The 8-bar one can breathe more and carry a full call and response conversation. It's smart to make two variants. A DJ intro version with stripped drums and vocal tees, and a full energy version with bass and FX throws. Label your scenes or arrangement markers clearly. Names like CUT in, Raga Swing, Bass Answer, and Outro Tool make the whole thing much easier to navigate later. If you ever perform this live or bounce stems for arrangement, those labels will save time and help the section function like a modular system. A few advanced coach notes while you work. Don't overcrowd the vocal. If every word lands, none of them feels special. Let the negative space carry some of the swing. Build dry and processed versions of important parts so you can swap quickly. And if a delay, feedback, swell, or clipped glitch sounds amazing once, print it immediately. Those accidental moments often become the signature of the whole section. You can also explore variations. Try switching the role of the vocal every 4 bars. The chant, response fragments, near silence with one accent hit, then a rapid stutter ending. You can even make a halftime shadow version of the same idea for energy changes later in the track. Another powerful move is to make bass punctuation only happen at bar ends, which gives the vocal more room and makes the section feel more threatening. For arrangement, Think about transition systems, not just loops. Create an intro tool, a peak tool, and an exit tool. Build a pre-drop decoy where the drop seems close. Then pull back into the cut session for one more bar. That false out can make the real drop hit much harder. Also, make sure the last bar can loop back into bar 1 without sounding awkward. If this is meant for live use, seamless re-entry matters more than a flashy ending.